Next up, we have Druox. Yayo.
Oh, thank the Lord this shop was here. I thought I was gonna be running around for ages. Luckily, I found the place to shop. Unfortunately, it doesn't seem that there's any kind of clerk or anything, so I think I'm gonna have to get somebody's attention. Hey! It's your service!
I'm here. I'm awake. Hey, I wasn't asleep.
No, I didn't.
Don't tell me. I was not. What do you need, man?
Huh?
What do you need?
Oh, I need food. I need to get some sustenance or I'm gonna pass out.
Well, you have come to the right place.
Oh, wonderful.
I have food, but you might not like it.
Oh,
Let me ask you a couple questions. Right. And we'll make sure. You might actually like it, but usually
you don't. Yeah, I might. I'm pretty hungry.
How do you feel about raw meat?
Well, it's... to be quite frank, it's a little unsanitary. Is there any way to heat or cook the meat within your place of selling the meat?
Well, that's where the real problem is. You see, I do have a place for us to cook the meat.
Well, that's wonderful.
But whenever you cook things over a fire,
yeah,
you use wood or coals or any other form of heat transmitting things. Whatever the meat or sauces or excrement goes on to those things, it flavors the food. Well, one of us out of the two was a little drunk last night.
That wasn't me.
Kind of peed on the fire.
You did.
Which means that if you were to cook your meat on it, it would taste of pee.
Now, wait.
Now, if this is fine with you, we can do this.
No, shut up. You're going to give me that food or I'm going to kill you.
Okay.
Right. Good.
I'll sell you the food.
Good.
But I really don't recommend cooking it on
fire. I'll make my own fire.
You may want to make your own.
I got it.
Okay.
I'll do it.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Here's the food.
All right.
It's right here.
Thank you.
Take it.
The money.
And please enjoy it.
All right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, have a nice day.
You too. I'm out.
Bye.
Finally, I got rid of it.
Druox.
Druox. You're so unpredictable. I was just saying
I feel
that
like
before.
My life is just built around critiquing Druox and things. That's all I ever do anymore.
I really like this. It was... I was like, oh, this guy's really slow at talking, blah, blah, blah. And then he scared me. I almost peed my pants. My diaper.
This was original characters. The voices were distinct. And the scene was interesting.
It was... Yeah.
It was different. This is the kind of thing Druox does well. And I think he'll do well on the show.
I do, too.
This show's made for Druox.
It was. It was made just for you, Druox.
Snow was sitting around like, hi, how can I be friends with Druox? I make show.
That's exactly how I said it. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Like, you guys don't know, but when she's not recording, like when her and I are just talking on the phone or whatever, she totally talks like that.
Yep, I'm just like, me like you.
Yeah, me like you a long time. Darren Carnes.
Jeroen Carnes. I think you do the Asian accent better than I do.
That's just a front you're putting up. You really do it quite well. I learned it from you.
Oh, okay.
I'll bet Druox does it better than both of us.
And
I'm not talking about the Asian accent, if you know what I mean.
Oh, he should
do it
next round.
Cupcake. Yes. Yes. Mm. Want an Asian accent next round, please. If as offensive as possible.
Makes me wish that I was back in China.
If you can offend Snow Fender with your Asian accent, you win the game.
I say yes.
Say yes, too.
Not exactly to offending me, but...
I say yes to both. Don't be such a spoil sport, pussycat.
I think you're just pulling... I don't even know out of your ass right now.
I don't know what I'm doing either. I just know I say yes.
I say yes.
All right. That's
I'm doing.
I am fully aroused right now. Let's see who's next.
Next up is Shadow Lovely. Yay! I really need to think of new things. Okay.
Hi there, I'm Shadow Lovely, and I will be entering your voice acting competition thing. I don't quite understand the rules, I guess, but I guess I'm just be using different characters and having a conversation or reading a scene. So I'm going to be using Runover Yuga from Higurashi and Hinata Hyuga from Naruto. All right, let's see how this turns out. Hi there, Runa. How are you today? I'm doing great! Bloopers. Okay, let's try this again, shall we? Just ignore that. Alright. Hi there, Rena. How are you today? I'm doing fine! You look so adorable, Hinata! Thank you. I mean, I try. Some people think I'm too shy, though. You're not too shy! You're just a little, withdrawn. And I mean, you are kind of a stalker. I'm not a stalker! I mean, I just watch people in the shower sometimes. But it's only stalking if you get caught. No, stalking is what I do. And I only do it because, well, I just find things so adorable, I just want to take them home with me! Rena, you're scaring me. Sorry. Rangiku Matsumoto and Rukia Kuchiki from Bleach, and Hinata Hyuga from Naruto. Alright, here we go. Let's see how this turns out, shall we?
Hinata? Hinata?
What is it, Rangiku?
I think Rukia is looking for you.
Okay, I'll try to find her right away. Rukia!
What do you want?
Rangiku said you were looking for me.
She lied. I'm not looking for you. I could really care less. In fact, you should probably leave now.
Rangiku, you lied to me!
I didn't lie. I just, okay, to be honest, I just wanted to kind of compare how large our chests were. I'm sorry, I'll leave now.
She's kind of freakish, isn't she?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, she's so
cute. You're so cute. Aww.
So, like, I don't know, I don't watch a lot of anime, as you know, Snowfender.
Yeah.
Were these good anime voices? Because they didn't sound good to me.
I thought one of them was alright. Like, okay, well, I think, like, first off, when you're doing two high-pitched voices, you can't make one, like, annoyingly excited. Well, I guess if that's the character, but I don't really know anime that well either. But, it doesn't really differentiate your voice if one is just, like, more forced. Like, I don't know, one of them was just, like, annoyingly, like, grating.
I want to say two things.
High-pitched.
Two things. A, if you are auditioning for something and you bloop or edit it out, don't send that in. B, you did too many characters. But I love you, you're adorable.
You are. Yeah, try not to include bloopers.
But I want her on the show.
Two to three characters for the audition. I'm sorry.
If you resubmit with two to three, yeah, I will lobby for you to be on the show. Even if Snowfender doesn't want you to, I will.
Hey, I
hit her
with
things.
And I, what kind of things?
Yeah, that's not for you to know right now.
But no, seriously, I don't know if, like, the rules are, like, unclear, but it's two to three characters.
Maybe you should type in English,
dialogue.
Snowfender. Maybe you should learn English before you start trying to make shows.
Yeah. I always knew being Asian would have its downfall.
The word is two or three characters, not Hello Kitty. Get it right.
I'm sorry. Just have it on my brain all the time.
Please resubmit. You're awesome. I love you.
Yes. Just resubmit with a dialogue or like a trialogue?
I like that, trialogue.
Trialogue.
Is that a legit word, yes, or did you make that up just now?
I didn't. Well, I wrote it on the thread, too. I still don't know if it's a
that's
word.
That's amazing. I like that. I'm going to steal that. I have nothing else to say to this girl.
Yes. Please resubmit. Please. 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 Quiet this.
Please do so. Oh, resubmit. I'm done.
Next up, we have Songbird.
Excuse me. Have you a glass? Any sort of glass, a pocket mirror will do. Even if you won't speak to me, you might lend me a glass.
Don't worry, I've got one in my bag. It's gone. They must have taken it from me at the entrance. How tiresome. What's the matter? I feel so queer. Don't you ever get taken that way? When I can't see myself, I begin to wonder if I really and truly exist. I pat myself just to make sure, but it doesn't help much.
You're lucky. I'm always conscious of myself in my mind. Painfully conscious.
Ah, yes, in your mind. But everything that goes on in one's head is so vague, isn't it? It makes one want to sleep. I've 6 big mirrors in my bedroom. There they are. I can see them. But they don't see me. They're reflecting the carpet, the city, the window. But how empty it is. A glass in which I'm absent. When I talked to people, I always made sure there was one nearby in which I could see myself. I watched myself talking, and somehow it kept me alert, seeing myself as the others saw me. Oh dear, my lipstick! I'm sure I've put it on all crooked. No, I can't do without a looking-glass forever and ever. I simply can't.
Suppose I try to be your looking-glass. Come and pay me a visit, dear. Here's a place for you on my sofa.
But, oh, he doesn't count. But we're going to hurt each other. You said it yourself.
Do I look as if I wanted to hurt you?
One never can tell.
Much more likely you'll hurt me. Still, what does it matter? If I've got to suffer, it may as well be at your hands. Your pretty hands. Sit down. Come closer. Closer. Look into my eyes. What do you see?
Oh, I'm there! But so tiny I can't see myself properly.
But I can. Every inch of you. Now ask me questions. I'll be as candid as any looking glass.
Please, Mr. Garcin, sure our chatter isn't boring you.
Don't worry about him. As I said, he doesn't count. We're by ourselves. Ask away.
Are my lips all right?
Show. No, they're a bit smudgy.
I thought as much. Luckily no one's seen me. I'll try again.
That's better. No, follow the line of your lips. Wait, I'll guide your hand. There, that's quite good.
As good as when I came in?
Far better. Crueler. Your mouth looks quite diabolical that way.
Good gracious. And you say you like it. How maddening not being able to see for yourself. You're quite sure, Miss Serrano, that it's all right now?
Won't you call me Inez?
Are you sure it looks all right?
You're lovely, Estelle.
But how can I rely upon your taste? Is it the same as my taste? Oh, how sickening it all is, enough to drive one crazy.
I have your taste, my dear, because I like you so much. Look at me. No, straight. Now smile. I'm not so ugly either. Am I not nicer than your glass?
Oh, I don't know. You scare me, rather. My reflection in the glass never did that. Of course I knew it so well. Like something I had tamed. I'm going to smile, and my smile will sink down into your pupils, and heaven knows what it will become.
And why shouldn't you tame me? Listen, I want you to call me Inez. We must be great friends.
I don't make friends with women very easily.
Not with postal clerks, you mean? Well, what's that? That nasty red spot at the bottom of your cheek. A pimple?
A pimple? Oh, how simply foul! Where?
There. You know the way they catch larks with a mirror? I'm your lark mirror, my dear, and you can't escape me. There isn't any pimple, not a trace of one. So what about it? Suppose the mirror started telling lies. Or suppose I covered my eyes, as he's doing, and refused to look at you. All that loveliness of yours would be wasted on the desert air. No, no, don't be afraid. I can't help looking at you. I shan't turn my eyes away, and I'll be nice to you, ever so nice. Only you must be nice to me, too.
Are you really attracted by me?
Very much indeed.
But I wish he'd notice me, too.
Of course, because he's a man. You've won, but look at her, damn it. Don't pretend. You haven't missed a word of what we've said.
All right.
Oh, go ahead.
This isn't an acting competition, yeah? It's purely voices we're focusing on.
Well, it's not purely. Like, acting does affect it somewhat. But, like, yeah, it's more focused on the voices of it.
I thought our voices were distinct.
I felt like you didn't actually work on your voice so much as just, like, the accent.
Why do you hate women?
I don't hate women.
You don't want me to be friends with any females because you want me to yourself.
That's true.
And you need to calm down.
No.
I'm going to go back into this voice now.
But, I think instead of just focusing on the accent, you should also put more energy into how you speak, because I think it was kind of dragging on while you were performing. And also, you can't just, like, just because you talk like you have a British accent doesn't mean that you sound any different from before. Like, I'm doing a horrible British accent right now, but it's obviously still me.
You've got to characterize your character's porn face. You have to, like, work at them and make them epic win. They have to stand out. You can't just put on an accent and not do anything else.
Yes. Yes. So, I don't...
I'm still going to say yes, because I like her. I think she could get another chance. Come on, sugar tits, say yes.
I do think if you worked on your energy, it would help a lot more.
Pussycat, come on, say yes.
You're keeping me out. You kind of do sound different from you, your normal voice. It's creepy.
This is my normal voice. The other voice was my... acting voice.
I'm gonna say yes.
All right. But
please put more energy into your performances, because you have a really lovely, like, natural voice, but you need to really talk like you care, kind of.
Maybe she doesn't care about the competition. Maybe she's just being on it for the hell of it.
Maybe. But if you just put more energy into it. It wasn't bad. It just, yeah. I'm just saying the same thing now.
You got two yeses. So. This broad is going places. I'm done.
You're going
places, kitty cat.